Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
All right, if we got to do it, we might as well do it. Look at me, puberty again. Did you hear that? We got to do it. All right. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show. I don't even know what's happening right now. So a guy in Canada, I love this. Oh, do you know what Tim Hortons is?
Oh, remind me why I do.
Things that we don't know about each other as we go along.
Oh, this is good.
I'm obsessed with all things Canadian.
Okay.
I love Canada because I grew up 2.5 hours from the border, and it was just, you know, it's like us, but it's different.
Yeah. Okay. It's close to where you grew up would make sense.
So Tim Hortons is like the Canadian Dunkin' Donuts. You know what I mean?
Okay.
It's amazing. So this guy in Canada, his name's Darren Stewart Jones, got an email from Tim Hortons last week telling him that he'd won a $40,000 fishing boat. It was the grand prize. They do this thing called roll up to win, and you roll up the rim on the Tim Hortons cup, and you see if you want a prize. She has got the little folded plastic or cardboard, you know, on the cup.
Yeah.
So you roll it up.
Yeah.
As you'd imagine, he's stoked. Until an hour later, when a buddy of his called and said, "Hey, guess what?
No.
I want a boat in the Tim Hortons deal." Here's the problem. Now, that would be a good story if the two buddies both want to.
Totally, but I have a feeling.
Yeah, they were only giving away one boat, in theory. Tim Hortons apparently told everybody that they want a boat. So they're thinking thousands of people got an email from Tim Hortons telling them they want a boat. They sent a follow-up email telling people to disregard the whole boat thing, but now there's a bunch of folks that are talking about a class action lawsuit. Here's the thing. Can we not?
Oh.
I mean, I get it. I totally get it. I'd be pissed too.
Right.
But have a little grace.
Come on.
Have a little compassion for somebody. And there's a reason why I'm telling this story. Somebody started a Facebook group called the Tim Hortons You Want a Boat Group. Nearly 2,000 had joined as of last night, and they're all demanding a boat.
Okay, I think that's ridiculous.
Tim Hortons, of course, in the fine print of the rules, has the right to cancel, amend, or suspend the contest if there is any sort of error made. Now, folks may still get something, because it's not the first time this has happened with Tim Hortons. Just last year, March of last year, they told a bunch of people that they won $10,000 cash. Each one of them ended up getting a $50 gift card for their trouble.
But who's still running their social media and emails?
So my point being, look, it's Monday. Sometimes not the easiest. We've all got our brains on the golden nights. game one of the playoffs tonight. Go Knights, go! We all got our brains on that. So today has a reasonably decent chance of potentially sucking. If in fact it does, just know, just think to yourself, at least I'm not Tim Hortons.
Wake me up.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Wake me up, 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 up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Times are tough. We get it. People are out there doing what they got to do. Listen, I'm going to just give you a little tip here. At least you got to put sunglasses on the guy.
Oh.
A woman in Brazil. I know that's cryptic, right? Woman in Brazil facing serious charges because it's rough in Brazil too.
Yeah, definitely.
She wheeled her very dead uncle into a bank, Weekend at Bernie style, tried to take out a $3,400 loan in his name.
I'm sorry, the uncle.
Yeah, dead.
Dead.
Yeah.
Wheeled him into a bank.
Yeah, yeah.
To get money.
Yeah. Oh, sure.
In Brazil.
In Brazil.
Oh my God.
Is anyone else imagining her wearing butt floss and a cover up? Like she just went straight from the beach. Like
that's what she's getting the money
in
for.
Rio, yeah. She wants to buy more bikinis. I don't know. Or more waxes. Isn't that what they need? Because Brazil, right? A bank teller got it all on video. The guy was clearly like, this guy's not just sleeping. So the niece kept talking to him like he was alive and helping him. She's helping him sign the paperwork, like holding his hand on it.
Oh my God, the visuals right now in my mind.
Okay, let me add to this visual. She had to hold his head up the entire time.
Was nobody suspecting anything?
This is where this gets ugly. The teller said that his skin tone looked off and that he was oddly quiet. You think?
Well, he's dead.
The woman claimed that he just had a skin condition and he just doesn't say much.
It's the Brazilian sun.
If you're going to do it, man, play the whole thing out. Employees called the cops who showed up and they arrested her. The man that she brought in was identified as a 68-year-old who apparently was, had just expired a few hours earlier. It's not clear if she's really his niece or not.
We don't even know if she's really the niece.
Why am I laughing at this? Police are still looking into it, but we're talking about fraud, embezzlement, abuse of a corpse, all of the above.
Abuse of a corpse.
Find another way. Go get one of them $20 an hour fast food jobs.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. Real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
Okay, so it's an Are They or Aren't They edition of... Good feeling stories of the day. So this one for sure.
Okay.
Manager of a Taco Bell near Philly. Did you hear about this? Did CPR on an 11-week-old baby?
I didn't hear about this.
Never heard about this. Saved kid's life, obviously, or we wouldn't be telling you about it, right? This isn't quite the segment for, well, the kid didn't make it. Little boy's mom had just turned into the drive-thru last Saturday. She realized the baby had turned blue and was not breathing. She kind of panicked a little bit. Manager Becky Arbaugh immediately dropped everything, threw her headset down, somehow got out there to the drive-thru, did chest compressions, brought the baby back
to life. An 11-week-year-old?
She says she was able to stay calm because her own daughter had a similar experience as a baby. And so I'm here to tell you got to know sometimes... Michaela and I talk about this stuff a lot when the mics are off. Sometimes you got to know that if you're going through it, you're just being prepared for something way better down the road.
Absolutely. Oh, we always talk about that for
yeah.
sure.
Well, mostly about how we, the two of us idiots got thrown together and, we're having a pretty good time. I don't know if you noticed.
I mean, I'm kind of enjoying myself.
We're kind of having fun. Yeah. Okay. Now, I question this one.
Okay.
As to whether...
I'm curious now.
A family in Canada saw a recent study that found that teaching rats to drive tiny cars makes the rats less stressed.
What?
So, yeah. And who goes, You know, we should test the stress levels of rats. These rats look a little...
Yeah. Where's this information coming from?
You know, the only time I ever want to hear about rats, honest to God, the only time I ever want to hear about rats is when they're dragging pieces of pizza that are four times their size down the street in New York, which is 3,500 miles from here.
Exactly.
I don't care about a rat's stress level. And I don't care about this family in Canada. Okay, so I kind of do. I kind of care because I enjoy the outrage. They built custom rides for their two pet rats and trained them to do it.
I didn't even know you could have rats as pets.
Yeah.
Let alone now they're driving.
Yeah.
Come back on the whole... Okay, great.
Well, good. Put them to work.
Yeah.
Have them do little rat Uber or something.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine?
Just earn your keep. And then finally, I'm somewhere in the middle on this one. So can we agree? That's just dumb.
Yeah, it's just dumb.
Okay.
Rat Uber.
But worth it. I think we all agree. Worth it.
Yeah.
Okay, now the other one. Nature can now earn song royalties. An initiative called Sounds Right. These people called Sounds Right got streaming platforms like Spotify to make the word nature an official artist. This sounds like a scam. But nature sounds that are used in certain songs will earn royalties. And in theory, all of that money will be put towards conservation efforts around the world. They say that it could raise $40 million in the first 4 years. The first nature playlist on Spotify. Screw those guys, by the way. I don't care about Spotify, nor should you. Radio, it's free.
Yeah.
We're here for you. We love you.
Yeah.
Includes remix songs by David Bowie, Ellie Goulding, and others. But don't go listen to it. It's not worth it. It's a scam.
It's a scam. But also, not them trying to, like, get money off of nature. Like, think about it.
Okay, they're going to take their cut, right?
Yeah. They're absolutely taking their cut. This is a scam. They're just trying to make money off of nature.
Unless they put some of that money towards finding those guys who tipped over those rocks out at Lake Mead. Then I'm all for it. All right, listen, we've taken enough of your time.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I guess how you with me out there.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
So purposely, we have saved this story until now. I don't know if you remember. Oh, and by the way, song number one, Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. There's going to be, what did we decide? 12 songs between now and Thursday at 9 is when we got to wrap it up. So 3, 6, 9, 12. Yes.
Sounds about right. I worked very hard on that list, Chet.
Took a whole old 17. Here's what's great. Here's what's awesome. So obviously this is the beginning. Today is what the beginning of week 3 for us.
Right. Aw, yeah.
I know. So yeah, show number 14 for us. And the boss, Corner Office JB, sent over, here are the songs you're going to play for Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. Because, let's be honest, in our world, I mean, you know, there's branding and that kind of thing. It's not really Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist. I mean, in most situations, it's not really. The boss, right. You know, the boss, it's, you know, it's just, it's cute, right? It's a cute name on it. Michaela fires back an email to Corner Office JB. This is not my playlist.
Listen, I care very much about these songs. This is my era, baby. Okay.
And he literally, and I've known JB a long, I've known JB probably about as long as I've known anybody. Mm-hmm. And I mean, forever. And I'm just envisioning him sitting at his keyboard going, just putting his two hands up, palms to the sky, and just shrugging his shoulder. Okay. All right.
Listen. It's very serious. Serious.
So this is legitimately Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist.
I know, that's right.
She goes, these are the 12 songs we're playing. Mm-hmm. And I laughed so hard because it was so, it was so sweet and so innocent and so and so not sweet and innocent all at the same time.
Just very aggressive, like a little gel.
A bit. Yeah. And, but it was coming from a place of love. And
totally. Yeah. This is such a big show. And this, my seventh grade self was like, oh, don't worry, JP. I've got this on a lock.
So this all ties together. There's going to be 12 songs. We'll play them at 7, 8, and 9 every morning, starting in just a moment, all the way up until Thursday at 9. You keep track of all 12 songs. And then you could potentially, when we ask you Thursday morning at 9 to spit them back to us, by being caller number 25, yada, yada. Then you do all 12, you get 4 tickets for Lovers and Friends, which I don't know if you're aware of what the secondary market is on that, but yeah, it's a good prize.
Yeah, it is.
So, all right, we'll do that in a minute. I purposely, Michaela started to tell me on Saturday and I went, don't you say a word. How did it go playing, or not Saturday, Sunday? What was yesterday? Sunday. How did it go with Justin Timberlake Saturday night?
I want to tell you so bad. It was a wild story, a wild ride to get there.
First thing, explain what we're talking about here.
Okay, so I had to sing Friday night for an event.
What's Friday night?
That was for Justin Timberlake, which sounded really fun and exciting. Until it wasn't, because the lead up to getting on stage to sing for him was so chaotic.
Sure.
That I was having an internal meltdown. Do you want me to tell you right now?
They edited your set list. I know that part, and you don't, and that threw you a bit.
Okay. They edited my whole set list, and I like the songs that I choose. I think they're important. They're on brand for me. It's how I get my personality out. But I'm a rule follower. So I said, okay, no problem. Last minute, I'll change all the songs. I get ready at my house. I'm in a gown, full makeup, full hair. I get into my car to head to the venue. I have 1 hour before I get on stage. And my AC is out in my car. And oh, it's God. Hot outside. Okay? Hot.
Hot enough.
And all of a sudden, I start sweating. And I'm already nervous. So now I'm really sweating.
Oh, sure. Did you stink?
Yes. You know, I had a fresh spray tan. But I wasn't going to get too close to Justin. So I didn't care if you thought I was the smelly girl. I just wanted to look cool. But I'm sweating profusely and I'm literally like changing ethnicities as I get to the venue. I'm like, how is this happening to me? If ever a time to lose your AC, this would not be the time. I'm sweating. I pull up to the venue. I'm trying to think quickly. I get my luggage. I'm in my gown. I walk through the hotel and I think to myself, okay, I'll just go stand in the freezer to sort of cool off, like the meat freezer, right? Because that makes sense to me.
Oh, sure. Oh, yeah.
Moron.
Uh-huh. No, makes sense.
Thank you. I set my belongings down. I see the girls. I say hello. We've got now about 30 minutes before we hit the stage.
Uh-huh.
I see the musical director and he goes, oh, hey, by the way, just throw your old songs back in. No problem.
Huh?
No problem is how he throws it at me. So I'm like, okay, sure. Yeah, no problem. Let me just go freeze myself to death really fast. And then I will go on stage and work out the set list. I go into the meat freezer. Now, I don't know if you know this about meat freezers, but there's not a lock inside. There's only a lock on the outside. So I go into the meat freezer to start pulling off.
But there's like a plunger thing so you can get out for this very purpose, right? So people don't get locked in there.
Yeah, well, maybe for normal people, Chet, but for me, absolutely not. Never saw that plunger. I get in the freezer and now I'm in it. I can't get out. Now it's definitely 20 minutes before we hit the stage. And I'm like, this is not happening to me. I'm about to sing for Justin Timberlake and I'm stuck in a meat freezer because I was sweating profusely because my AC died in my car. Like, how is this happening to me? Anybody? I'm stressing out. Now I'm ready to start to cry because I'm already so nervous. I have to change all the songs. By the grace of God, one of the servers walks by, lets me out of the meat freezer. He's coming to get something.
Does he hear you scream? Are you like pounding on the door and screaming?
No, I wasn't screaming or pounding on the door yet because I was thinking in my mind, how did I get myself in this situation? Like, I just was so mind blown at the whole situation.
How did somebody come and let you out? How did they know?
He didn't actually come to save me. He needed to get something out of the freezer. And okay, it was me God. Who was in there in my full gown and full hair and makeup.
Which I can only imagine, like, what a fright that was as well. Okay, yeah, so surprise. We got to move this forward. We have so much to do that we've got to move this forward.
So we get out of the meat freezer. We change the set list.
Yeah.
Everything is
so
fine.
So you perform for Justin. Blah. How does it end?
He comes up to me. He literally pulls me aside and he said, "You've got one of the coolest voices I've ever heard. Thank you so much. I loved your performance." And I literally said, "Thank you." You never know what you're going to say when you meet somebody that you really like and then they give you a compliment. I looked at him. I said, "Thank you." And then I ran to the bathroom and I started to cry. I was so excited. It felt so good. The lead up was intense, but what an amazing payoff for such a chaotic day.
I had a spy. And I also heard that he gave you a standing ovation.
He did give me a standing ovation.
I'm so proud of you. Thank you so much.
It was very exciting. I was really excited.
If I may, I also heard the song that brought the house down, strangely enough, is on the list that you shared with me. Michaela's Lovers and Friends play, not the one brought to us by the corporate, not from Corner Office, Michaela's actual Lovers and Friends playlist. And I heard the song that brought the house down was
Pony.
You sing in a runny spray tan with the gown and you sing Pony for the people.
I am an enigma, Chet, and Genuine meant everything to me in the seventh grade. It's a full circle moment now. I love this song, and JT did too.
Song number one on Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist.
Love the way to do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the world.
KLUC FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
And of course, you didn't even tell them. Well, it's not the best part, but the the second best part. So who other celebrity? What was this event? Why was Justin? Because I saw Justin Timberlake took a bunch of people golfing at the Wynn.
Yes.
Also, because yes. Shane Victorino, the Flying Hawaiian, was part of some golf outing. So what is this? What is this thing that he was
honestly
doing?
He had? It's for his foundation. Jimmy Fallon was there. He also co-hosted with him. And Jimmy Fallon at one point looked at me and gave me a thumbs up and mouthed, "You're doing great." And I was like, "Jimmy, you're doing great." It was crazy. It was a wild experience. There was a lot of athletes there, Blake Griffin. But look, I'm not like an athlete girl, so I don't really know. I just wanted to get out of the meat freezer, if you heard that story already. But the celebrities were amazing. Jessica Biel is more beautiful than anyone I've ever met in my life. She's stunning looking.
Yeah.
It was really nice. It's really great. It's really great, Chet.
What kind of a life do you lead? What have I gotten myself into?
A mess.
Text line at 702-364-9890. Welp, after the Justin Timberlake performance, so much for Michaela's radio career. Yep, see you later. I got to be honest. I'm telling you right now that if she does get stolen away for a music, I will retire. That's it. I'm done.
I'm
this show's over.
I'm not going anywhere, Chubby baby.
Yeah, famous last words. So song number one of Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist is Pony by Genuine. Write mm-hmm. that down. Pony by Genuine, song number one. We'll play the song number two comes up at 8. Song number three comes up at 9. We'll do this every day until Thursday. 4 tickets for Lovers and Friends. It's that simple. And because you're paying attention, you're probably going to win, because guess what we're going to have to put up with tomorrow?
I didn't hear them. Can't you tell me? It's not fair.
It is fair. We told you all weekend. Stop it.
Mm-hmm.
It's not
fair. You guys suck.
We knew that already. Stop it.
We knew that already.
I have full arguments in my head with other people.
You don't even need me. I'm just into listening to you.
Well, I just have to let all the personalities out. That's all.
Same.
Okay. So speaking of which, let's go ahead and get into it. Patty Dungo of West Las Vegas. My God, this thing continued into the weekend. I was getting DM'd the whole thing about what do we call Vegas and Durango. It is not, for those of you who called it OG Summerlin, it's not, because it's not far enough west to be OG Summerlin, even though I smell what you're cooking. I do understand what you're saying, but it is not. It is also not west side or west side. It's not that, because that's got its own... You know, we have the historic West Side in this town. So we've settled on West Las Vegas, okay? That's where Patty Dungo lives, and she is defending the honor of West Las Vegas for Michaela's hometown throwdown.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning.
Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
By the way, everybody calm down. Just because Michaela said she's not a Swiftie doesn't mean she hates her. It's not like they're in Fight Club or anything. Calm down. Say, no, I get it. But you don't have to, just because somebody else loves something, you don't have to love it as well. But one of the people that were coming at you made a really good point.
They kind of did. Okay, the point that was made was Kim never apologized for the call and all of that mess.
Yeah.
And that's where the issue is.
No. Well, okay. Awesome. Still let it go. That's all I would say. Just let it go. And great. She's getting great mileage out of it. We're talking about it. You know, not that. Ooh, Chad Buchanan Joe's talking about it. Well, then.
I think that's a big deal. I think they're coming to us for information.
Well, you're still new here. You're never going to get that. You're never going to get that apology.
That's never. The point.
And again, I have been on that side of it too. And you're waiting for the apology. And then sometimes you get a half-hearted apology. And you know, they don't mean it, but they, you know, and so, yeah, it's just best to let it go. But hey, look, she's got a big platform. She's got a big album. And, I can't imagine that they were struggling for, you know, for content. Like, ooh, we need to put another song on here if we're going to do a double album. All right. Are we doing a 177 second survey or not?
Woo-hoo,
because
let's do it.
I never did find out. Do we have a contestant? Do we have anything? What? I never got a name. I never got a nothing. Hello? Anybody? Hello.
We should have an Ashley Shank on the line right now from Silverado
Ranch. Okay, Ashley Shank,
are you there?
Yeah?
Yep, I'm here.
Hallelujah. Because I was worried the phones are a little wonky, but they did. You have computer systems at your work?
I do.
And whenever do you recoil in horror when they say that they've done an upgrade? Because it always seems to be a step backwards when they've done the upgrade.
Yes.
Yeah, us too. All right, your 177 second survey starts now. If you could be specific, like Michaela, he said, leading her right where she doesn't want to go. What was the absolute best part of your weekend, Michaela?
My favorite part of the weekend was Justin Timberlake.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake gave her a standing ovation, and Jimmy Fallon mouthed, "You're doing great," and gave her the thumbs up. So Michaela may have won this battle. The absolute best part of my weekend, dude, freaking hockey playoffs started, and I'm not kidding. All I did yesterday was drink Canadian beer and watch hockey. That's all I did all day long, and it was glorious. Holy shnikes, the Colorado-Winnipeg game, 13 goals. What a slugfest. And then Vancouver came back late last night. And Go Knights Go, game one tonight at 6
Yay!
O'clock in Dallas.
Yeah.
So, Ashley, what was the best part of your weekend?
I finally tried out a new pizza spot that we wanted to try. We've been trying for months and months and months, so we got to do that this weekend.
Was it good?
I don't know. Yeah, it was very good. I don't know if I can do a shout-out or not.
Yeah, please do.
It's a twisted sourdough pizza. Eastern and 215, and they have their pizzas are like in a cone, and you eat it like a cone, and my boys loved it.
Wait, what? You eat the pizza like in a cone?
It's a sourdough cone, you know.
That's exactly what she said, Michaela.
I had to repeat it because my Italian heart was like, the pizza's in a cone. I'm trying to wrap my head around it, Ashley. It's crazy.
You mean, she goes, the pizza's in a cone. And you go, you mean the pizza's like in a cone? Yes. That is exactly. Yes. You got it.
Incredible. Wow.
And I don't know why, for me, this is like, Is there ice cream in it? Because it seems like there needs to be ice cream in the pizza cone. I don't know why. It's just, you know, my inner
cone,
big kids.
The cone is sourdough. Yeah, it's a sourdough like bread. But
no, fantastic. No. All right, field trip after the show. That's where we're having lunch today.
Please.
Would you, Ashley? Given the choice, how long is your commute now?
Now with traffic, it's like 35 minutes. It sucks.
Jeez. Yeah. Do you prefer a longer commute or a shorter commute?
Well, shorter.
I'm 10 minutes now. It's almost too quick sometimes.
Yeah.
My commute. I like my time when we used to live over in Deep Hendo. By the way, copyright 2024, Deep Hendo, like at the end of Horizon Ridge behind Black Mountain, and to come around, you'd hit the 95, go down to the 215, take the 215 all the way around to Rainbow. And in the, you know, like in the early, well, middle of the night, it was like 25 minutes and I dug it. I liked it. It gave me time to kind of decompress and to get my head right. There was just a discussion of longer commute versus shorter commute. Michaela, what do you prefer? Longer commute or shorter commute?
You know what? I like the longer commute. I like to listen to my music and vibe out. I feel like also being in your car is the only time you really get like alone time. And I appreciate it.
Ashley's like, yeah, these damn kids. You're right. Yes.
Yeah. That's we just great. Get a little pizza and a cone and take our time.
Oh, a little pizza. Could you eat pizza cone in the car?
Yeah, I guess you could. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
My life just changed. My life. Today's 177 second survey brought to you by Twisted Pizza in a Cone at Eastern and whatever she said. No, that's awesome. That's great. Oh, one final question. Boys to Men tickets or Kathleen Madigan tickets?
I'd love to say Boys to Men.
Okay, we'll see you there.
In the morning.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I got you in the morning.
Wake up.
In the morning.
This is 98.5 KLUC.
Okay, so Michaela's Lovers and Friends playlist, song number one, Genuine Pony. Song number two, Brandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine. We might review this for folks, you know. And by the way, Adrian, if they call, hey, wait, what was the song number one again? No. You just tell them I'm under strict orders to not.
No shenanigans.
Yeah.
The gatekeeper of the shenanigans, our boy Adrian, the Period. Riz. Nobody beats the Riz. That's also what was the other nickname we had for you the other day? I don't remember.
I love the Riz.
We might just slide that in there. That might just be, you know, like a secondary, you know, a little Easter egg for the folks who listen to the show, the P1s, the hardcore P1s. What do we also call Adrian when nobody else is around? The Riz. Because, you know, she's smooth like that.
Yeah.
All right. So keep listening. 7, 8, and 9 every morning, almost all of this week for Lovers and Friends, 4 of them. 4 tickets, which, by the way, I don't know if you've checked the secondary market. This is a good prize. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
We'll do another one at 9 o'clock. All right. Relationship rehab. Michaela, you have the email. I'm interested in the whole story. What happened here?
All right. It says, hey, Chad, Michaela, love listening to the show. Thanks so much. Mm-hmm. So my husband recently got promoted at work and we were all very proud of him. I told him that he could choose any restaurant of his choice and me and the kids and my in-laws would take him to dinner. Now he chose a fancy steakhouse, which we don't often frequent because I am a vegan and can't really eat anything. Now, after a couple of days, I asked him if he wanted to change the restaurant of choice because I'd rather not go to dinner if I can't eat anything. He told me he would still like to go to the steakhouse since it's his celebration dinner. So the night of the dinner, I stayed home and he went with our kids and my in-laws to the steakhouse. About an hour later, the kids and my husband came back in with their food in boxes. When I asked what happened, my husband said that he couldn't think of a good enough reason to tell the kids why I wasn't there. So they just decided to come home and eat together. My question is, am I in the wrong and should have just gone to the dinner, even though I can't eat anything? Thanks so much, Tanya from Spring Valley.
There's so much. There's so much of this. There is so much. Is it? It's not for me. It's not for me at all. It's not for me. And I think there's blame. There's just a tiny bit. There's a lot of blame on one side, which I was done. I was done 2 lines into this. I don't know if you heard me. I just went.
The side.
And I shrugged. I don't know if you saw it. I shrugged my shoulders and I was just like, okay, whatever. And I had a sip of coffee because I'm like, I'm over this. And on the other side. On the other side is somebody trying to be altruistic and nice, but they're really just sticking it to the other. Yeah. Is there a subtle, I'm sticking it to you like Taylor Swift sticking it to Kim Kardashian on her album? Huh? Huh? 702-364-9898. Is she in the wrong for not just sucking it up and going anyway? Is he in the wrong because he knows she's vegan and he said steakhouse? And then I want to throw a third option in, but I don't want to do it yet.
Oh.
I want to throw a third, like, wow, was this a subtle jab also thrown in?
Las Vegas is waking up with the Jeff Buchanan Show weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
All right, it's relationship rehab. So let me make sure. Hey, Carrie.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
How was your weekend? Was it good? Everything good?
It was. It was great.
Oh, listen to you. Sounds like somebody had a really good weekend. I'm just hearing that in your voice, if you know what I'm saying.
Wow. I'll let you wonder.
Yeah, Carrie.
All right. So relationship rehab, let's see what you make out of this. Big celebration dinner. He says, let's go to the steakhouse. She's vegan. And so she's like, well, I'm not going to go because there's nothing for me there, which, by the way, is BS. Oh, did I just tip my hand a little bit? Sorry. And then they brought food back. I'm still trying to figure out what the Michaela, what do you see as the problem? What's the problem?
Listen, I've got a huge problem. Do we want to hear from Carrie? Because I'll tell you my opinion right now, and it's not a good one.
No, and I'm just trying to figure out she's saying. What the problem? Is there fault here? It sounds like. Oh no! It sounds like an abundance of pettiness to me. Carrie, what do you make out of this?
I think it's petty, and I think that the wife is wrong. The first sentence opened up with, my husband got a promotion. I told him he could pick wherever he wanted to eat. Well, I understand if he's vegan, he probably doesn't get to go to a steakhouse very often. And guess what? There are other things on the menu, like vegetables, salad. You could always do oil and vinegar, a little lemon. I don't eat steak. I can eat anywhere. I think she's being a little bit ridiculous. And I think that her husband probably felt bad, so he brought the food home and everything with the kids. Like, I don't know. I think she's wrong.
This is where I'm 100% team Carrie right now, but this is that part where they brought it home. That's where you and I part ways, and I'll tell you about it. No, I'll tell you about it in a second. I have a theory on that, which takes the pettiness to a whole new level. Michaela, thoughts?
Okay, Carrie is an icon, exactly how I feel. Also, she said, you pick.
Yes!
She let him pick. If you want to be able to eat wherever you wanted, then don't give him the option. Say, I'm taking you to dinner for your promotion dinner, and then you choose. He's in it. He chose what he wanted, and now she's just being rude and super petty, and I'm not into it at all. She's totally in the wrong. You can eat anywhere you want. Girlfriend is being too much. It's too much. Too much. Okay. I agree with
you. You ready for me to drop the bomb? You ready for me to drop the bomb here?
Yeah, ready. Oh, God.
I think he had them bring the food home because she was throwing a little fit, and he was like, he was annoyed. So he's like, all right, what do I do here? Carrie, and then they brought the food home. So the whole house smells like meat. Now the whole house smells like meat. You know what? You didn't want to come with us. We're bringing it to you. Enjoy the meat, lady.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, how you with me?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm just going to say right now, happy Monday, everybody. Thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show. This has the potential to be my favorite fill in the blank that we've ever done in the long storied history of Chet and Michaela together doing fill in the blanks a whole week now.
You guys, it's his favorite.
This might be my favorite out of the four others that we've done.
All right. No,
this has a lot of potential. You ready?
I'm ready.
A man from
Kansas,
Australia, took a 900-pound
elephant
pumpkin. An Australian man took a 900-pound pumpkin. The pumpkin's name was
Speedy,
which is weird. Yeah, that the pumpkin has a name at all. But no, Australian man took his 900-pound pumpkin that was named Tormund. Remember from Game of Thrones?
Yeah, my favorite show.
And now that dude's in the fertilizer commercials, and he's got other commercials. And he's skinnier now.
Yeah, but I still see him as Game of Thrones.
You still see him, and you're like, totally. Hey, look, it's Tormund. He's selling grass seed. That's the greatest. So, the Australian man took a 900-pound pumpkin named Tormund and turned it into a
basket.
A boat that he paddled down the T-U-M-U-T. He paddled it down the river. Mark Peacock grew the award-winning pumpkin, and his friend Adam Farquharson, and I only wanted to say it because it sounds like Farquhar from the Shrek movies, asked if he could have it after the Royal Easter show. So, okay, here's the deal. Farquharson hollowed out the
pumpkin,
of course, and then christened it. It's already got a name, but he gave it another name as a boat, and that name is?
Thomas.
Cinderella, for some reason.
Oh, I hear Cinderella.
Makes sense.
Totally makes sense.
Then he paddled downstream for about a
mile.
Yes.
Oh.
A mile.
Oh, my God.
While how many spectators watched?
50.
1,000.
Okay, big fans.
I've planked that river so many times.
Rode that river? Whoa. It's on the Monday.
The only reason I did the bit was so that I could say I've planked that river. I love this bit so much. I'm sorry, what was your answer?
Rode that river.
Paddled, sure.
Paddled.
But that's the most fun I've ever had floating down the whatever you call it river in his pumpkin while 1,000 people watched. And yeah, fill in the blanks, y'all. That's
Yay!
Nice. That's
Cinderella.
A good one.
Wake me up.
This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Wake me up.
On 98.5 KLUC.
First blush answer. I'm just curious what comes to mind. What is specifically the most terrifying? I had to go pick up a friend the other day at the Strat, and he wasn't ready yet. So I took a little tour through Naked City behind the Strat. It looks like they've cleaned it up a touch.
Yeah, it's looking good. Still some naked.
It's still, yeah.
Still some naked,
it's
if you know what I'm saying.
It's definitely nude, yeah. You know what I'm saying, yeah.
Yeah.
But, okay, what's the most terrifying place in Las Vegas?
Gosh, I really got to think about that, Chet.
Yeah. I honestly, we get away pretty, if people go, what part of town to stay away from? We're pretty good.
I feel like it's because we're 24 hours. There's always somebody there watching every part of our city. So I kind of feel safe.
There was a movie at one point that said there's evil everywhere. You know, there's just, if you're looking, all you got to do is look, you'll find it. No, but the reason I bring it up, because you know what you know what my answer is?
Tell me.
Summerlin Costco. Good Lord. You laugh.
I did not expect you to say that.
I have never been more in fear for my life.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
Than when I go to Summerlin Costco. Those people with their carts and their disregard for other humans' lives. And just, no, it's frightening. I bring it up.
It's dangerous.
Because I wouldn't have believed this. And I just saw straight, and each time now that when we go to Costco, I'm like, I got to check into this, and I keep forgetting. Costco sells $200 million worth of gold per month.
What?
Yes.
Gold?
I wouldn't have believed it. Of all the stuff.
No.
Of all the stuff. Sometimes my wife and I, true story, and this may be an indicator of how old we're getting. Sometimes we just want to go take a walk through Costco. Not crazy Costco, but, you know.
They have incredible samples. I don't think that's an old thing to do. I think it's a fun thing to
sometimes
do
as well. Sometimes it's like a wander around.
Yes.
By the way, and these pants and pretty much every other pair of pants that I wear now, Costco.
Luxury
now,
Costco.
I'm not the old guy where it's my full wardrobe, right?
Okay.
Just the pants.
You have boundaries.
I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the Costco pants, and I often get compliments. Or I'm being mocked secretly. I'm not sure which. I'm not exactly sure which. But, okay, $200 million in Costco. The question is, have Americans who bought gold from them made a profit? Research shows that individuals who purchased gold from Costco last year or earlier this year, because people always talk about this kind of stuff.
Right.
Before the price of gold increased, have made a profit. Costco saw it coming, or, you know, like any of us, thought they saw it coming.
Right.
And decided to start selling 1 ounce bars of gold last summer. Executives say they were flying off the shelves. Since then, Costco is now capitalizing by stocking an increasing range of bullion and coins. I wouldn't even know. If you handed me gold bullion right now, I'd go, what is this?
They
go, it's gold bullion. And I'd be like, couldn't prove it by me. And gold coins selling between $1 and $200 million of gold per month.
That's it. What do you need gold for? I'm not understanding.
Oh, they'll tell you that when it all goes down, you're going to want to have. I'm surprised because you're a bit of a prepper. You and Lisa.
I am,
are
but
preppers.
It's also giving like Oregon Trail. Like, what am I going to do with bars of gold hanging
barter,
around?
Buy stuff.
Okay, a trade.
Buy food. Yeah, or just get murdered. I don't care for your gold.
In the hard streets of Summerlin Costco.
Well, no, but I mean, when you said Oregon Trail, like, yeah, if it all goes down
yeah.
and somebody finds out that you got Costco gold, yeah, they're killing you for it. So,
real, funny, and 100% Las Vegas. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's just a great way to start a day.
This hurts my heart that people are this gullible. For real. Have you had a friend or a family member that's been scammed?
Yes, by my sweet old grandma.
What happened?
Somebody called her. They said her grandson was in prison and she needed to send money to the prison. Do you remember this?
Yes.
And she was going to send the money, but thankfully she has an Italian mafia behind her. We all talked her out of it.
The mafia does not exist.
We don't talk about that here.
The Cosa Nostra. I learned many years ago the Cosa Nostra was just it's something that the media made up.
Yeah.
Just to try so they could tell great stories.
Absolutely.
None of this happened. Not in this town.
Never in Vegas.
Are you kidding? A woman in Ohio was robbed by a person who was claiming to be Aaron Rodgers, the football player. Uh-huh. Yeah. And they met on a messaging app called Viber. Do you know what Viber is?
No.
So you probably get what you deserve if you're on Viber. She and Aaron had been talking for a couple of months. She was pretty confident it was him because the profile picture, was him.
Oh, 1,000% it was him then, for sure. Yeah.
Duh. Yeah, if it's on the internet, it must be true. And he, quote, talked about himself personally.
Oh.
Good, whatever that means. But yeah.
Yes.
She was so sure that he was legit that for whatever reason, she felt the need to give him her driver's license information. We shouldn't laugh at this because there's obviously a problem here.
Yeah.
But she gave Aaron Rodgers her driver's license information, social security number, and bank account details.
Well, that's her man.
Because I'm pretty sure. Oh, okay. If you're wondering why Aaron, I had so many questions, and here are the answers right here.
Let me see.
If you're wondering why Aaron would need this random Ohio woman's bank accounts, listen, I know some hardcore Packer fans. Elliot, I'm looking at you right now. And thank you for listening on the app, brother.
Cheesehead.
My boy Elliot, cheesehead through and through. He's a part owner, because the fans, they sold shares to all the fans.
Right.
He ain't doing this. You know what I mean? He loves Aaron Rodgers, even though Aaron Rodgers is a Jet now. You know what I'm saying? So apparently Aaron would say, I'll send you $10,000 to help you move out of your apartment. But first, you need to send $800 to my lawyer's wife. Why? I'm not. Oh, why the wife?
The, I don't know. The lawyer's
wife. And she felt like that was a good idea. And police are investigating. It's unclear if they're making any headway. I imagine they talked to Aaron Rodgers. He said it wasn't him. In the meantime, they've advised her to block Aaron on all social media, freeze all of her accounts, change her passwords, and monitor her credit. It is unclear on how much she lost in total. But from what I understand, she'll be okay because Travis Kelce has offered to cover it. She just needs to Venmo Taylor Swift $1,000 and it'll be fine. Oh my God.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, decent start to a Monday. Let's do this. More you know, before we go, wow, Canada, New Zealand, and Australia have all removed pennies from circulation.
Why?
Because when was the last time you used a penny? When was the last time you gave two rips about a penny?
Okay, to be fair, I don't remember.
Right?
But.
And so the point being made that maybe the U.S. should do that too. A penny, so it costs 3 cents to make a penny.
Oh, that math isn't mathing.
Yeah, I like to think I'm a businessman. I don't think that, yeah. That math don't take long for that math to not math. You said it right. Human beings have explored, how much of the ocean floor do you believe we've explored? 5%?
10%.
Lower.
5%?
Yeah, less than 5% of the world's ocean floors. I thought we knew stuff. Apparently we don't.
We don't.
Not at all. In the second presidential election, both parties said, hey, we want George Washington as our nominee. He won the election, 100% of the vote.
No way.
Yeah, it was awesome. Hey, and by the way, the John Denver song, do you sing this in your act? I'm just always going to ask you every song. Do you sing this in your act? The John Denver song, Take Me Home, Country Roads?
I don't sing it in my act. I do sing it on road trips.
Gotcha.
You asked.
That's okay. Almost Heaven. No, West Virginia.
West Virginia.
You don't sing it.
You should have started the chorus.
Sung that song.
Yes, I have. Yes, I have.
Life.
Yes, I have.
You have
country
shown to
road,
me.
Take me home.
No,
to the place.
Take me home, country roads. Anyway, it was written about Maryland. It was written about Maryland, but they changed it to West Virginia since they thought it was more poetic. And that was even before the wire about Baltimore. That was even before that. So yeah. Yeah, that's it. The more you know before. Is that reference lost?
I was wondering what the wire was.
Oh, it's showdown. The gritty, the mean streets of Baltimore. So that was everybody else got it. It's fine. Just the same way as everybody else knows the actual words and melody to Take Me Home, Country Roads. Who had that on their bingo card today? Not me. Not me. Country, Take Me Home, Country Roads sing-along. Didn't have that one on the show. Hang on, let me just check the notes again. Nope, nowhere on the show rundown was it, anywhere was that. We should go. That's probably enough then. That's your sign. That's the Lord telling us we should get out. Everybody, have a great Monday. We'll do this again tomorrow. That sounds exciting. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Let them know, Adrian. Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.